The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause
nobody knows
like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
All right, we are here. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. It is the second day of fall, and with fall comes the sickness. I hope everybody is feeling well and nobody's under the weather like I've been this last week, but I made it into the show today. I'm feeling all right. With me today, I have Steve Guerrero from our Water Tower store. Steve, how's it going? Thanks for coming in and getting too far away from me.
Everything's going good. Thank you for having me once again.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you coming in. We got some things we're going to talk about, some things that you're an expert in, with some dog stuff and some lawn stuff and some tree stuff. So we're going to get into that. So if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll get you right in and answer any of those questions you might have. We had an early caller this morning, which is great. We have Keith in Eagle, so we're going to hop right over to Keith. How's it going? How can we help you this morning?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I hope you don't get Steve sick.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. We need to. I don't want to get Tara sick either. She's got a long day.
So I just had a winter tip, and I found that it's worked well over the years. I usually take my Christmas lights down, and I weave them into any of my trees that I'm worried about some of my late fruit dying off
because
of frost, and plug those in, and that does put off just enough the heat to keep the frost out.
Well, isn't that interesting? That's a great idea. So you use are you using like an LED light, or is this like just a standard?
No, LED doesn't seem to put out enough heat.
Yeah,
it's
that's
the
what
old,
I was thinking.
Old style.
Yeah, okay, cool. So you just plug them in at night, and you get a nice glow, and you keep a little bit of the frost off them.
Yeah, the neighbors might think you're nuts, but hey, that's all right.
Yeah, well, if that's the only thing that they think you're nuts for, then you're in good shape. Well, I appreciate that, Keith. So were you using this on fruit trees, you said?
Yeah, some fruit trees. I use them on my tomatoes.
Oh, really?
Like, still get some blooms or some fruit later on in the season.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's cool.
Using on my peppers still, so.
Oh, right on. And you don't notice any burning or anything on the stems or
anything? No, right. Not at all.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. So, and you've been doing that for a while then?
About 4 years. An old guy that I knew down in Nampa gave me the idea, so.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome. That's a great tip. I've not heard anything like that, but there you go, everybody. There's a tip from Keith and Eagle to keep get a little bit of extra time on your fruits and vegetables. I appreciate it, Keith. Thanks for the call, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. All right. Well, that's a good one. Have you ever heard of anything like that, Steve?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I haven't really haven't had anybody come up with that one. So that's good. If you want to give that a try and give you notice something like that working. Now, he brings up a great point because Steve, we were talking before. I noticed some frost this morning when I woke up. Did you see any frost?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's getting cold.
Yeah, it's certainly getting cold. And you were saying a lot of people were calling in asking about some frost guard and making sure everything's covered up. What are you guys recommending for that?
There's a few different things to start getting ready for winter. One of them is to definitely protect the fruits, vegetables, the garden from any type of frost. We got some frost blankets. I believe we still have a liquid product that you can actually spray on the foliage to go ahead and kind of protect it from that frost as well. We also sell water walls to go ahead and protect it. So anything you can do to kind of help it protect itself from the winter, such as like even provide nutrition, like we were talking about earlier, in regards to our 1 and 2 punch is usually what we recommend for trees and shrubs. Not too many fruits and consumables, but it does list some that you can use it on.
Yeah.
But to get that ready for winter, you know, it's going to help it out a lot.
Yeah, no, I think that's those are great tips. I think the frostbite, it's going to depend on what plant you're dealing with. But, like, you could probably still get a wall of water around a tomato. Or not a tomato. Probably not a tomato. But, like, a pepper, you probably could. Right. But, you know, frost blankets would be great for the tomatoes and any of your other, you know, crops that are bigger at this time of year. So, well, let's skip ahead to some of the I had a list of how I was going to, but let's keep talking about this harvest stuff and the frost and these things that are happening. So, I was thinking about, you know, as it gets cooler, you know, we're into officially fall now. We want to think about, finishing up the garden, getting it to the point where, we're getting, you know, things cleared out and we're going to start thinking about what we're going to do for next year and amending the soil. But also, we want to think about how we can get the last little bit out of every plant that's we've you know put all this time into this year. So, you know, we talked about you know some of the frost protection and things like that. But what are some of the things that you might do to say speed up some of the harvest, like the ripening of fruits, or what? How could you get some of those things to kind of speedball and get going into the fall before it gets too cold?
To definitely help them out, you can go ahead and do some pruning and trimming. And a lot of customers are asking us right now, like, hey, you know, is it too late to go ahead and fertilize? Definitely not. You know, right now we still want to give them the nutrition that they need, get that final growth like you're talking about. We want to make sure that we're giving it everything we can before it goes into full winter to where nothing else is coming out.
So. Yeah, right. I think you know, with a few things I've thought about, you know, using something that's a little higher in phosphorus, like Thrive Bloom this time of year is really going to help that because it helps with fruit development and flower production and those sort of things. So we got another phone call from Betty in Meridian. Why don't we head over to Betty and see what's up? How can we help you today, Betty?
Hi. Well, I was just going to comment about the fellow that uses his lights in the trees and stuff. Speaking from experience, if you have squirrels, that's not a good idea.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Have you tried this then? Or?
Yes, they eat the – well, they never electrocuted themselves because they seem to eat it during the day when the lines
–
they love to chew that electric line stuff for some reason.
That's a good – that's a very good point. It's not something I would have thought about, so I appreciate that. That input there, that's definitely something you should think about it. And even if you have like a dog or a cat, you know, just make sure you do something to protect that. Because any of those little critters, you know, they don't know that it's not something they shouldn't do.
Especially if you've got numerous. I mean, if you're just doing one tree, maybe you could keep an eye on it. But if you've got more than one or several plants closer to the ground and you've got squirrels in the area or even raccoons, which will pull them down.
Yeah.
So, you have to be careful. It's a great idea, and I wish it would work.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it might not. It might not be for everybody, but I think there's probably certain areas where it'd probably be more efficient or more usable than others. If you're out on, the, you know, like in the
more
foothills.
Or, anyway, it's a safety factor because nobody wants to start a fire.
Absolutely. No, you definitely got to be careful with that. So very good. Great point there, Betty. Appreciate it. That's a very good point for something like that. So this is starting off the show with some interesting calls there. I'm loving it. So, hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. This is the Zamzos Garden Show, and we will be right back here on KBOY.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and even though fall just arrived, we're still seeing lots of lawn problems, like damage due to chinch bugs and grubs, and unsightly tall green patches of grass called nutsedge. The best way to diagnose your problem is for you to bring us a 12-inch turf sample with the dirt still attached. We have cures that really work. As the weather cools down, we're starting to see rust and red thread in a number of lawns. Zamzo's compost tea works quickly and clears up many of these problems. Plus, it's a good idea to lower the height of your mower and cut back your water to 1/2 inch 2 times per week. You may not realize it, but many lawn problems are caused by a lack of nitrogen. So make sure you feed your lawn with Zamzos lawn food. It's also a great time to plant a reseed lawn. And Zamzos has the seed you need, along with step-by-step instructions to do it right. So come see us now. Because since 1933, when it comes to solving fall lawn and garden problems,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
This Wednesday, it's an evening with George Winston at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise. Since 1972, George has released 13 solo piano albums showcasing his amazing talents with music inspired by The Ventures, Booker T and the MGs, Thomas Fats Waller, the late Teddy Wilson, and even The Doors. Don't want to miss George Winston this Wednesday at the Egyptian Theater. Tickets on sale now at the Egyptian Theater box office, the Record Exchange, online at ticketweb.com and knittingfactory.com, or charge by phone, toll free at 866-468-7624. This is an all-ages show, but beer and wine will be available with proper ID. This Wednesday, it's an evening with the incomparable George Winston at the Egyptian Theater. Produced by Knitting Factory Presents.
Are you an active retiree who's always dreamed of playing a keyboard instrument? Now is the time. I'm Terry from Dunkley Music, and we're offering a special 8-week keyboard class for active retirees. You don't need a musical background. Our experienced teachers and the Lowry Company will have you making beautiful music in 8 weeks or less. Studies show that people can participate in music at any age. It's never too late to learn. Dunkley Music in our new Meridian store next to Lowe's on Eagle Road, and also in Napa, is offering the special 8-week beginner keyboard class, normally costing $90 for only $19. That's right, $19 for all new students. Learn more about this music-making hobby. Call us at 342-5549. That's 342-5549. Or drop by Dunkley Music on Eagle Road or in Nampa. That's Dunkley Music. Begin to enjoy music and make new friends at the same time. Join our class and have fun with us.
End of the summer Dennis Dillon Kia Savings. 2017 Kia Souls, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality 3 years in a row, are now only $12,999. Or zero down, then only $159 a month. Or shop 2017 Kia Sportages with over $5,500 in savings. Now zero down, $199 a month. End of the summer savings at Dennis Dillon Kia. 9501 Fairview Avenue, Boise. 36-month leases at $12,000 per year with zero down payment, zero security deposit, plus tax, dollar, and auto dock fee at $299 OAC. Visit jdpowers.com for award info. Expires 10-3.
Join us and over 800 of Idaho's finest vocal students at the Morrison Center for the 10th annual Idaho Youth Barbershop Festival, Monday and Tuesday, September 25th and 26th.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. Oh, there's something special.
This year's festival headlining quartet is Northwest's own Mama's Boys. Shows begin at 6:30. Both admission and parking are free. We'll see you there.
Weekday mornings have never been more fun.
Only 1,000 years left.
Exactly.
I better go buy some shirts.
Paul, Jay, and Chris, starting at 5 on 670 KBOI.
All right, thanks for coming back for part 2 of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today, Steve Guerrero.
Hello.
From our Water Tower store. Thanks for coming in, Steve. I appreciate it, man. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call, 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. I promise not to get you sick. We'll be just be talking through the airwaves, so you'll be just fine. So, Steve, we were talking about some harvesting things, you know, things we can do to kind of speed up our harvest, make sure everything, all those fruits and vegetables get ripe in time. One of the things that it's always kind of like this taboo idea to ever cut the flowers off of any of your fruits or vegetables. But we were talking about just before the show, like, you know, if it's got a flower on it right now, if it's just flowering, chances are it's not going to have enough time to turn into a fruit. But what it will do is steal all the energy out of the plant. So it is going to slow down it. So if you can get out there and if you see any new buds or anything new just flowering, go ahead and start pruning that stuff out. And even just hacking back that tomato or, you know, probably a little less so with like your peppers, but you know, cucumbers, squash, any of those sort of guys, start hacking them back, pruning them back, even taking off. Don't water them anymore. We had a great week of water. That'll probably last them for a while and kind of stress them out a little bit. And that starts to really kick them into gear. They really kind of change up what they're doing. And is that, you think that this is a pretty good assessment of what's going on there?
Definitely. That way we can make sure that all the nutrients are going to where they already have fruit production or vegetable production going on, rather than going to a place that it's not going to make it before that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that way, yeah, exactly. It's going to go into the stuff and it's going to speed that harvest time up a lot faster. So you get more stuff out of it. Is that frost I saw, that kind of scared me, man. I think we're going to, and I don't know what we're going to have this winter. People, I've heard it both ways. You were saying you heard it's going to be a tougher winter than last year.
Right.
I've heard that it's going to be milder, but who knows? I think if we knew that, we would be millionaires. So
right.
Who knows what we're going to have? I think these things are just good general purpose things that you can do. So let's talk about something else. Last week I talked about rust fungus in the lawn. And this week, I want to talk about another fungus that's very common and something, actually, I shouldn't say it's very common. It's actually a little less common than a lot of the other diseases, but it is something that will show up in the lawn and can kind of throw you for a loop if you're not sure what it is. But the one I want to talk about this week is called red thread. And it's a very, it's an interesting fungus, and it usually will show up kind of early spring and then in fall. But Steve, what do you know about red thread? You done any research into that?
Yeah, definitely. So we obviously have the products to go ahead and start suppressing and controlling the red thread itself. It does actually get confused to be rust. A lot of customers will come in, I got rust. But rust itself you can actually remove just by touching it a little bit. The red thread itself looks literally like red thread. They're starting to grow in the lawn.
Yeah,
itself.
It's almost like, I've always thought of it, it's kind of like little red pieces of dental floss.
Yeah.
Coming out, and it actually like comes out of the leaf. It's really weird. It's kind of like it attacks the inner part of the leaf of the grass, and it kind of shoots out this little, I think it's probably a mycelia that grows out of it. And so you see these, if you take a piece of the grass and you look at it really closely, you can see these little bits of red filament essentially coming out of them.
Right.
So what are the things that, the other thing I've noticed is that it can also kind of look like the pink snow mold. If you step back from it, and a lot of people saw pink snow mold this year, probably for the first time, but you may even think that it's pink snow mold because it will happen in spring or fall. So if you're seeing something like that, it looks a little familiar. It might not be the snow mold. It definitely won't be the snow mold this time of year, but it could definitely be red thread. It'll end up having kind of a similar look to the overall section.
Right.
So what are some of the things that we want to do to kind of suppress it or treat that?
Definitely. So using the suppressant controlant, we do have two products that I know in mind. One of them is going to be a convenient hose and attachment that you just hook up to the hose and it's ready to go. It is a concentrate that you're going to start spraying topically on the lawn itself.
Yeah.
We also have a granular known as disease systemic control. And that one, you're just going to place that down, water it in, and obviously if you have dogs, cats, or kids, just let it dry before they go out there for safety purposes.
Yeah, definitely. So do you recommend applying that to the entire lawn or just where you see damage?
Definitely. When we're dealing with fungus and diseases, we like to always treat the whole area. That way it doesn't spread, because just walking over the lawn can spread the fungus and disease elsewhere, just like even mowing the lawnmower blade. So we recommend just doing a little bit of maintenance on the lawnmower, making sure we're keeping it clean after each use or before every use, whatever it may be. But definitely, you know, that goes a long way. Even just doing nutrition itself, we recommend, giving nutrition to the lawn or whatever it is we're fertilizing is going to help give resistance to whether it's weeds starting to pop up, fungus and disease. So always give the nutrition it needs.
Yeah, I think nutrition is a big key. And realistically, I mean, any disease that you deal with almost always is rooted in some sort of nutrient deficiency.
Right.
So a lot of times just fixing those things, there can be other factors, but a lot of times the real root cause to any disease is usually some sort of nutritional deficiency. And some of them are very specific, like a lack of copper Which, you know, whoever thinks that they don't have enough copper, but sometimes there are things very specific like that. So nutrition, definitely always the first line of defense with something like that. So, hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We're talking about some lawn stuff right now, some harvesting stuff. But if you have questions about anything pertaining to the lawn or garden or even pet stuff, give us a call. We have wide open phone lines, so we'll get you right in and we can talk about whatever it is you might need help with. So so I want to talk, let's talk a little bit more about the treatment and the kind of the prevention. So we mentioned, like, you're going to do some nutrition, you're going to feed it, you're going to do some systemic control around it. And the systemic control, I think, with red thread is a better way to go than a lot of others because it does attack the inner part of the leaf. So a systemic, when you apply it, goes onto the soil, the grass soaks it up. So it's inside there and it'll really help prevent it. But then that nutrition is such an important key because it's going to help the grass keep pushing new growth. And then you're cutting it off with your regular mowing. One of the things we mentioned last week when dealing with these funguses, it's not a bad idea to make the area that is your trouble spot, make that the last spot you mow. That way you've mowed everything and you haven't spread, and then you finish off that bad area, and then you can take it right over to the driveway or the curb or whatever and hose it down. Or even if you want, you can have like a light bleach solution to kind of just spray it off after. And that really helps, like Steve said, it goes a long way to really help reduce that. So very good, excuse me, really good things to think about as we get in. Now we're getting close to, we just had step four of the lawn program go out. We're getting kind of later in the season. It's cooling down. It's really important to remember that fertilizing, that keep feeding your trees and your shrubs and your any of your plants. Because if anything, if we learned anything from last year, the weather can turn and go crazy. And especially with how bad it was last year, if we have another winter like that, you got 2 years stacked on top of each other. And if those plants haven't had a good time to recover and haven't been fed well, they're going to really struggle going into next spring, going through two winters that have been really harsh. So keep that kind of stuff in mind. You know, I think Jim mentioned it in the commercial just before we started, start stepping the mower down. What do you usually recommend mowing? You have actually a really good, you recommend is a credit card length. Is that right?
Right.
I like that.
During the heat itself, we don't like keeping it shorter than a credit card's length.
Yeah.
But obviously right now with the cooler weather starting to happen, we can definitely cut back that lawn a little bit more, you know, as well as reducing the water, you know, intake for the lawn. We're just not that concerned with it. We're going to be getting some rain here.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, with that rain we had this last week, man, you probably wouldn't have to water for a while, but you want to keep an eye on it because you never know. It might bump back up again.
Right.
Who knows? For sure.
Roller coaster ride. Yeah.
So starting to step that mower down, what I typically do, and I'm not, you know, maybe you have a different way of doing it, but I just start moving the notch one down every week from like this point on. And just one every week I just lower it one notch. That way I'm just mowing it just a little bit shorter and pushing it down. And I've mentioned it a few times now, but the folks that really kept their lawn short in the fall and finished it off pretty close to the end, they did not have very much problem with the snow mold like a lot of others. I mean, I had a bad problem with the snow mold this spring because my lawn was just a little too tall. And it took a while for it to recover. It did eventually get through it and made it out just fine and was, you know, looked good all year. But I got to make sure I get that mower stepped down a lot more this year. So, okay, so we're talking about lawn, garden, all that sort of stuff. If you want to be a part of the show, we got wide open phone lines. We're going to go to a quick break, but you can give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and if you want beautiful, healthy trees and no borers or chewing and sucking insects next spring, apply the 1-2 punch this fall. Zamzel's Tree and Shrub Insect Control and Zamzel's Thrive applied together. Now, you may be asking, why do I need to apply Zamzel's Tree and Shrub and Thrive so early? Because most leaf-bearing trees are now preparing for fall, and both products take time to work. You see, Zamzel's Tree and Shrub is a systemic and moves up to the top of the tree at the rate of about 6 inches per day. Zamzel's Thrive is natural-based and puts needed nutrients in the soil now so trees and shrubs can take them in before they go dormant. Oh, and what's even better is that now through September 30th, Thrive is on sale for only $19.99 for the 1-gallon size and an incredible $11.99 a gallon for the 5-gallon bucket. So stock up now and save on Thrive and give your trees the 1-2 punch from Zamzel's. Because for healthy trees and shrubs that are insect-free,
nobody knows like Zamzel's.
The Bible is not called the good book for nothing. The Bible is not just a book of rules and regulations. No, it's God's love letter to you. My friend Tim Rule says, the Bible says you were created. You are more marvelous than you ever imagined. You are more broken because of the fall and compromise than you ever realized. And you are more rescued because of the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus than you ever dreamed. That's right. God created you for a purpose, relationship with Him and relationship with each other. Sin blew that relationship and we were ruined. Christ died and was raised from the dead to give us a brand new start and connect us back to God. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
This is Jim Stevens with Sandler Training. Insanity is doing the same thing the same way, expecting different results. Change is difficult and messy. As a result, most people push themselves to work harder because they don't realize there's an alternative. Sheer willpower and determination can only go so far in making a significant impact. Charisma or optimism alone is not enough to capture your ideal client at a price point that allows you to grow your business. Loyalty to employees and clients sustains a devoted following, but will not attract the talent or clients needed to help more people benefit from your services. Accurate systems and processes are vital. However, this alone is not going to achieve your desired results. Most business owners don't have the courage necessary to challenge their comfort zone. If you are the exception and are ready to roll up your sleeves, get messy and change, call me at Sandler Training, 208-429-9275. That's 208-429-9275, or connect on the web at crossroads.sandler.com.
It's the start of harvest season throughout the Treasure Valley. Todd McCurry here with the hats off to all the farmers, ranchers, dairymen, and support industries who keep this economy rolling. After a long, hot summer, Mountain Home Auto Ranch is digging deeper to save you even more money this harvest season. Right now, get over $8,000 off on select Jeep Renegade 4x4s. Our entire lineup of Jeep products, including Jeep Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, Compass, Renegade, and of course Jeep Wrangler, have all been marked down to your no-haggle, no-hassle best price in Mountain Home and Ontario. Like this 2017 Jeep Renegade Trailhawk, discounted almost $9,000 off retail. This Jeep's a 4x4 powerhouse, fun to drive, and you'll get up to 29 miles per gallon. Or check out a 2018 Cherokee. This is a Latitude Plus, over $7,000 off retail. Complete with leather, this SUV will get you through just about anything. At Mountain Home Auto Ranch, you're sure to find the deep discounts you deserve. We call that doing business a better way. Shop Mountain Home Auto Ranch for your next Jeep online at goautoranch.com or take exit 95 in Mountain Home.
Renegade number 003, Cherokee number 078, plus tax, title, and $339 dealer doc fee.
Boise, the iMart Express Right Sale is going on now. For a limited time, two complete pairs start at just $29. Need progressives? Two pairs start at $76.92. Buy today, wear today. Two pairs for $29? You can't go wrong at the iMart Express Right Sale. iMartExpress.com.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today is Steve Guerrero, giving us lots of the knowledge on treating for rust, or no, excuse me, red thread. We're talking about red thread this week, and harvesting and all sorts of things. So, hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We've got wide open phone lines, so we'll get you right in there, answer any questions you might have, anything that's going on. We would love to help, so give us a call. We are here. Now, let's go on to something else. I want to kind of transition to, you mentioned a little bit earlier there, Steve, the Zamzos, like we call it the 1-2 punch. And is it two different products there? But I want to talk about one a little more in depth today, and that's the tree and shrub systemic. So what can you tell me about that product in particular?
So the tree and shrub is an excellent product that we usually recommend JITS to make sure that we're protecting against insect damage itself from the chewing insects, the ones that will suck nutrients out of the trees or the shrubs. The other benefit behind it is that it's a one-time-a-year treatment rather than have to worry about necessarily like spraying it every 2 weeks or every so often. This systemic you apply right on the base of the tree trunk, and it'll protect you for a full year. So that's definitely a good one.
Yeah, it's a very it's an easy-to-apply product. It's really kind of no thought behind it. You can kind of do this one and then pretty much forget about it for the
Peace
rest of
mind.
The year. Yeah, you just kind of got it. And it, you know, the few things that I've, you know, kind of looked at with this product over the years, like prioritize which plants or trees you want to treat, like ash trees, maple trees, anything that is going to be prone to bug damage. Ash trees in particular, they deal with aphids a lot. They also deal with a lot of borers. So those are great protection for both of those things. Maple trees also can have a lot of aphid damage, and it's really beneficial for that. Now, there's a few things it doesn't do a great job on, and that would be something like mites, spider mites. Not a great control for spider mites. I've tried using it on my locust tree for midges, and I've also not had a ton of luck with that one. I don't know if you've ever experienced. Have you got any trees that you've not seen it do quite what you expected?
I still treat it. Like you were saying, there's some that are better than others. If we were dealing with like spider mite damage, there's definitely some topicals that I would recommend to go ahead and kill them off quicker rather than let them do the damage, even
right.
if it's being protected by the tree and shrub itself.
And sometimes those ones are hard to know, because you don't always know you have them or
right.
that they're an issue until you start to see that problem. So this one's nice because you'll never see the problem
right.
with this one
right.
because you put it on in the fall. And fall is really the best time to apply that because a tree is going dormant, it's going to be ready, it's sucking all that stuff in, and then next spring it's going to come out and it's going to have it already in there and it's going to be good to go for the entire year. So we got a phone call from Nancy in Mountain Home. Nancy, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Well, I'm wondering what I can do about crabgrass. It's just starting to take over my whole yard, and no matter what I treat it with, it just keeps multiplying.
Yeah,
I can literally just pick it up and pull it right out of the ground with any effort. It's so bad in the yard.
Yeah, so this is one thing that I always try to make sure crabgrass oftentimes gets used as a term for a lot of different weedy grasses and lawns. So let's just try to make sure we're talking about the right thing. And we're talking the same language. So is this a grass that is in your lawn all year? Does it ever die?
Nope, it never dies. It just spreads out and keeps going.
Okay. So that's a good point. That's an important distinction, because what most of us will refer to as crabgrass, is actually an annual grass. So it dies. The first frost, the first killing frost will kill the crabgrass that we commonly talk about. So if you see it in the lawn year round, it's not going to be the same crabgrass that we're talking about typically. So there could be a few other varieties of grasses that we're dealing with. It sounds like, by what you said, that it could pull up really easily, it sounds like it might be carpet grass, or what I would call Poa trivialis, or carpet grass is kind of the common name. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that I would recommend is bring us a sample into any store location. We could identify it for you. That way we're not doing guesswork. We want answers.
Yeah, she's in Mountain Home, so a sample might not be the easiest.
I'll be coming down that way so I could bring it down.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you're making a trip, throw a little bit of it in a baggie. You know, try to get a good amount of it. And then that way we can really make sure we identify it and get you a good plan of action. So let's just talk about a few of those different things. So like with crabgrass, because it dies at the first frost, it comes back in the spring from seed. So it's a very easy fix with that when you can apply a prevention in the spring.
Big.
Yeah, and so that will stop those seeds from coming back in. Now, because you're dealing with what is would be called a perennial grass, it's there year-round. It's never dying, so the preventers aren't going to do anything for you. And unfortunately, until we know exactly which one it is, there are a few different things we can recommend, but most of the time, if it's a perennial grass, chances are you're going to have to kill it all the way and using something like our cleanup or some other thing that just kills all plants. And that's tough because it's your lawn and you don't want to do that. So there's some maybe having a few pictures would be helpful so we kind of know how is it pretty widespread in the lawn. You said it's getting bigger.
It's taken almost my whole front yard over and half of my backyard.
Yeah. So it's getting to a pretty good size. And that stuff takes it a few years, but eventually it just keeps spreading out and can make it a big deal, which is unfortunate. And, I'm not sure what other ideas might you have for Nancy in Mountain Home there, Steve?
Just like you were saying, what we'd want to do is to eliminate that first, which that's going to be a liquid contact killer. Depending on what weed it is, we may have something that won't harm the grass that exists within it, or we're going to have to just kill spot sprays on that.
Yeah, that's why the identification becomes so important.
Right, and the preventative, I definitely recommend that because usually it'll last for a good 3 months, and you can do that about 4 times a year, and now is an excellent time to start doing a preventative to make sure none of those seed heads are going to be starting to germinate, getting ready for next spring.
And so. Unless you're planning on reseeding.
Oh, right.
Unless you're going to reseed your lawn. Yeah, you don't want to use that. So there's some things there, Nancy. I'm sorry we couldn't be more help. I wish I could help you out more, but it sounds like you're probably dealing with a perennial ryegrass that is going to need some drastic renovation, which is unfortunate. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But hopefully we can get it figured out for you and come up with something that's not too bad for the lawn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry about that. Hopefully it works out. Let us know how it goes, Nancy, if you can. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700, 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me is Steve Guerrero from our Water Tower store, and we've been talking about trees and shrubs and harvesting and dealing with red thread in the lawn. So we were talking just a little bit ago about the 1-2 punch. So now the other element to the 1-2 punch, we put the tree and shrub on, and that's a systemic, does a great job of preventing those bugs for the rest of the year. And we want to do it in fall because it's really the best time for the tree to take it in and be ready for next spring. It doesn't ever have a lag in its control. But the other element to that is Thrive. So, Steve, maybe tell us a little bit about Thrive and why that's part of this plan and why you would want to do that this time of year.
So the Thrive itself is going to be an all nutrition, all purpose. You could feed it to any type of plant life that you want, whether it's trees, shrubs, vegetable gardens, whatever it may be. The other benefit behind it is that it's all natural and it doesn't force feed as well. We actually like that aspect a lot, only because we don't want to overfeed something. You could actually harm something unintentionally by doing that. So using the Thrive, me personally, for trees and shrubs, I recommend giving a feeding of Thrive 3 times a year. That's just spring, summer, and fall. That's just my preference itself.
Sure, yeah.
Or if something's obviously having some issues, whether it was from the weather stressing it out or whether it's just insect damage itself, you can go ahead and, feel pretty comfortable giving it some nutrition of the Thrive, as needed. So,
yeah, no, it's a fantastic time to do it. And like, I think one thing I want to key in on there is if a tree has been struggling, if it's been under stress or duress, or it's had that bug damage, it makes Thrive even more important, especially as we go into fall, because you want to make sure that it's got all that nutrition that it needs. And now is a great time to get it on there. It's going to break down. The tree's ready to take everything in and get ready for winter. So it really helps it along. All right, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come back for one more segment of the Zamzos Garden Show here on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI. Hi, this is Janet Larson, and as the former general manager of a major department store in Boise, and now as the director of sales at Zamzos, I try to have an eye for fashion and design. And I must say that our selection of pottery at Zamzos is outstanding, both in variety and value. Because right now, all pottery at all 11 Zamzos is 60% off. You see, we want to say thank you for your support and make room for new merchandise arriving for spring. So, we're pricing all of our remaining pottery at 60% off. And we still have a great selection, especially at our Chinden Greenhouse, where you'll find pottery in every size and every style you can imagine, including designer colors. As the weather cools down, you'll be spending much more time on the patio. So spruce up your outdoor living area now and save 60%. But selection varies from store to store and is limited to stock on hand. So come see us, because for 84 years, when it comes to the best products at the best value,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
Rick Rickards here for House Check. You know, having a home inspection can feel pretty invasive. You've got a person you've never seen before traipsing around your house looking at everything. Kind of creepy if you ask me. But House Check takes the creepy out of home inspection. Every House Check inspector is required to pass a stringent background check before they're granted access to anyone's home. We believe every home inspection company should require background checks, but they don't. Rest assured, at House Check, we'll never send someone to your house that we wouldn't welcome into our own. That's another reason you can trust House Check to deliver a safe, competent, affordable home inspection. Schedule your inspection now at housecheck.net or call us at 844-94-CHECK. That's 844-94-CHECK. House Check. Inspections done right.
What in the world is a Wander Van? Wander Vans are the sweet spot between expensive, cumbersome RVs and sleeping on the ground. Wander Vans are heated, so they're perfect for fall hunting and fishing trips, or winter skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing adventures. Sleep in warm comfort with your boots and wake up ready to hit the slopes or explore the backcountry. When you rent a Wander Van, you get 200 miles a day to wander. That easily gets you to all the best hot springs, hunting and campgrounds, slopes, mountains, and fishing holes in southwest Idaho, northern Nevada, and Eastern Oregon. Beat the crowds and wander up to Stanley this winter. The vans are easy to drive, handle back roads just fine, and have plenty of room for your gear. Now, where to wander this winter in your Wander Van?
Get your sweet deal from Wander Vans this Friday at KBOY.com. Look for the sweet deals link and enjoy a Wander Van rental for half price, a $330 value for only $165. Go to KBOY.com and grab your sweet deal this Friday from Wander Vans.
Nice new driver. I thought your wife said no way to new clubs.
I found a way to save $150 a month and not pay a power bill ever again. I chose Intermountain Wind and Solar to design and install our solar system.
I'm still waiting for another solar company to call me back, and you're saving money?
Go solar with confidence with Intermountain Wind and Solar. Competitive pricing, quality products, and more experience. Details at imwindandsolar.com. That's imwindandsolar.com.
With a new Land Rover as your companion, you'll see adventure wherever you go. Own the wilderness and the urban jungle alike. Visit Land Rover Boise for special offers on the award-winning Range Rover Evoque, the versatile Range Rover Sport, and the spacious Discovery Sport. Lease the Discovery Sport SE for $339 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. Visit Land Rover Boise, landroverboise.com, or call 1-800-621-1775 for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Fighting the snowflake generation one call at a time. Nate Shellman, live and local on 670 KBOI.
All right. One more segment here to the Zamzos Garden Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of the show. I really appreciate the people calling in. I also appreciate my co-host today, Steve Guerrero, coming in, spending some of his Saturday with us. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. We got some phone calls, so we're going to get right to those and make sure we can get through them today. So, Mike in Nampa, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Good, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Hey, I had a question on the crabgrass preventer. Did you guys recommend putting – did I hear you say that you recommend putting that down now? I always thought that was something you do in the spring.
So there's a few different products that we sell that I believe it's the Ultra Weed there's another one. And I'm what's the other bagged preventer that we have, Steve?
There is the weed beater, and then there's the crabgrass preventer.
Yeah, so you can use the crabgrass preventer now, and it might be a little late to do some grasses like poa ann or annual bluegrass. You can use I almost went the entire show without a coughing fit, almost. But the weed beater, you can apply in the fall to help start working on that as well. The main amount of control you're going to get is going to come in spring for crabgrass.
Okay.
So, yeah, if that's what you've been doing and it's been working for you, then I would stick to that. That one, the crabgrass preventer we sell in the spring, the one that's just called crabgrass preventer, fantastic product. It lasts for, I think it's like 45, 60 days. So,
also, if you don't mind, there's a product that I found that works, and I don't know if you guys sell it or not. It's made by Bayer Advanced.
Uh-huh.
And it's an all-in-one lawn weed and crab grass killer. It has a ingredient called Quinclorac or Quinclorac.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Kills them dead.
Yeah, so is that a granular or is that a liquid?
It's a liquid spray comes in a small bottle. I get the
I think we might actually sell that in a different by a different name. It depends.
Sure.
I'm not sure about. I'd have to double check. But you're in Nampa. Talk to if you get a chance to go into. Even at the Franklin store. My office is there. If you wanted to come in and talk to the folks at the front there and say, you know, I wanted to talk to Nolan, they can come grab me. And I can come look at a few bottles for you. But I think we have something like that. That works really well. It might not be the exact same active ingredient, because sometimes, like, if it's a Bayer chemical that they've developed, a lot of times they don't let other people use that under different names for a few years.
Okay.
So, but we may have something, either that same one or something like it, that we can find for you.
Gentlemen, I appreciate your time. I'll let you take another call, or have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Leela in Caldwell. Leela, how's it going? How can we help you today?
It's going great. We moved from Meridian over here closer to Sand Hollow, and so the soil is completely different.
Yeah.
And so as an experiment, I just kind of planted a really small garden and some strawberries, you know, just to see how it would do without any planting where I wanted it.
Yeah.
And anyway, it further exceeded my expectations.
Okay.
So now what I'm wanting to do is to move my strawberry bed and my can you transplant those during the fall, and do you do the big mother plants, because there's a lot of little plants on them too? How do you do the strawberries if you're to transplant them? What's ideal?
So you can do fall or spring on the strawberries. I would probably if you've got a permanent spot that you have picked out that you're going to you want them to be in, I would go ahead and do it this fall as we get a little bit cooler. There may be some people with other opinions on that. Steve, have you ever experienced when would be the best time to transplant those?
Usually during the cooler season, like you were saying, near the fall.
Yeah.
Definitely make sure you give it some nutrition to thrive before you start to transplant. That way we can hopefully avoid any type of stressing out from the relocating.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, they grew like crazy.
That's
so
good.
Now I'm ready.
Yeah. So, yeah, because transplanting is going to be a shock. And because it is the first year, you know, I could kind of go either way on it. I would typically, if it was like an established patch, I would probably say go for it this fall. Because it's newer, you might wait till kind of earlier spring just to give it more time to establish. So in spring, then they'll really start pushing. But what I would do is go with the mother, you know, the main plant.
Mm-hmm.
Move that. Leave some of the babies that have grown up this year. Leave those.
Uh-huh.
That way you've kind of got two patches going, and you can make sure that not one of them dies. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That way you don't lose, have a massive failure, and then you can always, you know, move again.
Well, and I know this soil here lacks a lot of nutrients, you know, because it's really sandy, so we're composting at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's the absolute right thing to do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You guys have a great week.
Thanks.
Thank you too.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for that, Leela. All right. So we are about winding down. Probably don't have a time for another call, but I did want to talk to Steve. You have a lot of experience with raising dogs, and I think you even said you've bred dogs in the past. So I just wanted to get, you know, I think we talked, I mean, one of the first times you were on the show was like right in the middle of winter almost, and we were talking then about, you know, just how cold it was and some of the things that you should do to just kind of help your pets stay comfortable during the winter. So with that in mind, as we, you know, start, fall's just starting, we've started to see some cooler temperatures. What are some of the things that you would recommend to like a dog or a pet owner to kind of get your dog ready for that, to kind of transition into the winter months?
Definitely making sure that we're giving them the nutrition that they're going to need. You know, usually during the cooler season, we're going to try and bulk them up a little bit to kind of keep warm, you know, during the cooler seasons itself. We do sell at almost every location. Some stores may have some of the products, but, you know, whether it's a heated pad itself or whether it's a dog heated bowl to make sure that that water doesn't freeze over if they primarily just stay outside. But, you know, making sure that whether they're short hair, you know, you can give them a type of rain proof type jacket, you know, to make sure that we're kind of protecting them from the elements itself.
Yeah. So when you talk about bulking, you know, kind of bulking them up, giving them a little bit more weight, how does somebody go about that? I mean, is it really just, I mean, you just give them more food? Do you add supplementation? What's the thought behind that?
So you can do either or. A lot of people will tend to just stick with what's working with them. That way they don't introduce something that, let's say, they don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah.
But there's definitely plenty of other things that you can do to help have them gain weight by giving them an extra treat, whether it's adding wet food or whether it's adding other type of supplements. You know, it's going to be preference.
So. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So, you know, you mentioned wet food. We've talked a lot about, you know, in our commercials and some other things. And I know there's been a lot of training about some of the raw foods. And I think most of the stores have something to offer there now. Have you ever done any of those or given any of those to your dogs?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The other benefits behind it is besides you don't have to worry about the cooking process, eliminating, you know, all the things that we want to keep in the kibble or the food itself. You know, it's going to help overall with the skin coat, the fur, you know, the immune system. It's a little bit better for the teeth itself that we don't have to necessarily worry about, like, the cleanup of wet food to where it just sticks to the teeth and whatnot.
Sure. Yeah, I get you. So, and that may be something that you might consider going into the winter, you know. It's definitely something you want to introduce slowly. Don't just go from what you've been doing to something completely new, you know, overnight, because that can really kind of mess with their digestion and stuff. But, you know, it might be something to consider as we kind of cool down a little bit, adding a little bit of that. You know, when we had a cat for a number of years, and I started introducing her to raw food, and it took her probably a good 2 feedings before she really started to eat it. But, man, as soon as she got a hold of it and started liking it, she would just devour it like crazy. So definitely a good thing for dogs. Well, I think we're about out of time. Steve, thank you so much for being on the show with me again today.
Thank you.
Sorry that my voice was not up to par, but you toughed it through with me. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you all next week. Appreciate it, everybody. Have a good one.